This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app should not be banned. TikTok, owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, has 150 million American users, but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. In December, the government banned the app on federally owned devices. Some states have also moved to restrict it. But researcher James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies tells VOA a complete ban is unlikely.
Unfortunately, for the people who want to ban TikTok, the Constitution doesn't allow them to do that. Texas has the authority to say you can't use it on a state-owned device, you can't use it at work on a state network, but you can't tell people what to do in their private lives.
Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Here's Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to continue congressional authorization for the use of military force in the global fight against terror. Senators voted 86-89 to reject the efforts by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul to repeal the 2001 measures. It gave President George W. Bush broad authority for the invasion of Afghanistan and the fight against terrorism. There is broad bipartisan support to withdraw the congressional approval granted in 1991 and 2002 for military strikes against Saddam Hussein's regime. Those authorizations are rarely used and focused just on Iraq. Israeli protesters opposing changes to a new law staged another day of protest aimed at bringing attention to what they see as the country's descent toward autocracy. Israeli's parliament on Thursday passed the first of several laws that make up the contentious judicial overhaul. Protesters launched a fourth midweek day of demonstrations on Thursday.
I'm here for my children. I'm here for my parents who built this country, for my grandparents who survived the Holocaust. This is the only home we have. There will not be a dictatorship in Israel. Never, never.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition approved legislation that would protect the Israeli leader from being deemed unfit to rule over his corruption trial and claims of a conflict of interest surrounding his involvement in the legal changes. Critics say the law is tailor-made for Netanyahu, encourages corruption, and deepens a gaping chasm between Israelis over the judicial overhaul. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese fought back tears Thursday as he revealed the question the government wants to put forth in a potential referendum: whether to recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the country's constitution. Australia is seeking to give more recognition to its indigenous people who have inhabited the continent for 60,000 years but are not mentioned in the 122-year-old constitution. A new report from the American Library Association says the number of attempted book bannings and restrictions has set a new record. Here's VOA's Richard Green.
The report says more than 1,200 challenges were compiled by the ALA last year, more than double the previous record set in 2021, and the most since the group began keeping data 20 years ago. Thursday's report not only documents the growing number of challenges, but also their changing nature. A few years ago, complaints usually arose with parents and other community members and referred to an individual book. Now the requests are often for multiple removals and organized by national groups such as the conservative Moms for Liberty. Librarians around the country have told of being harassed and threatened with violence or legal action.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.